The actual understanding of mindfulness of feeling is very deep, is different from what people think. So here, under the Mahayana Sutta, they only take one part, contemplation on feeling as suffering. But under the Theravada teaching, the Buddha say, feeling, when it arises, it can actually move and it can create the three types of feeling. So when feeling arises, initially it's pure feeling. Then how did our mind develop the perception that it is a pleasant feeling? If it's pleasant feeling, we attach, we cling, we crave for it to be repeated. You want it more. That if it's unpleasant, we try to resist it, reject it, and push it away. Then there is a third type of feeling, which is neutral feeling, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. This happened within the human realm. The three loka, kama loka, rupa loka, and arupa loka. So mindfulness of feeling is to be mindful that feeling, whether it's still pure feeling or not, whether you have wrong view, delusion, craving, desire, or aversion, the evil roots, or delusion, then how it actually creates stirring of your mind to react to those feelings negatively or positively. So positive craving is pleasant feeling. Negative craving is unpleasant feeling. And there is a neutral feeling where you neither feel pleasant or unpleasant. And most of the time it has nothing to do with you. That's why you don't feel anything. You say, no, I don't feel anything. Yeah. And sometimes, especially when the weather is neither too cold or too hot, you feel good, isn't it? So there is this pleasant feeling. Yeah. And when it's too hot, it's unpleasant feeling. Too cold, also unpleasant feeling. Then when it's neither hot or cold, it's just nice. You have a very nice feeling leading to a very neutral feeling because you don't complain. Mm. And sometimes you see somebody's car get into accident or trouble or what. If it's not your car, you don't feel anything. You can sometimes joke about it or laugh. But if it's your car or related to you, the person's car, then you feel it. Understand? Then that feeling actually create the movement. That's why the Buddha say, when you develop sensitivity of mindfulness of feeling, you must be aware. When feeling arise, upon contact, feeling arise, you must be aware. Then when feeling has become unpleasant feeling, you must also be aware. Or feeling has become pleasant feeling, when there is craving and desire for it, you must be aware. Aware means what? When you are aware, means you develop the understanding that your mood has arise. Your pure feeling has changed and become pleasant and unpleasant. Sometimes it's neutral. So pleasant feeling don't need a denote one. Denote that there is sensual desire, craving, to have it, to get it repeated, or develop craving or desire for it. And you feel like wanting more. So when this arises, the Buddha say you must be aware. Means this is sensual desire, craving, positive craving. And there is a mental hindrance. That's why it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. That's why you cannot develop the understanding. So mindfulness of kaya leading to the stability of mindfulness, to see the mindfulness of feeling is very important. When there is stability, you can actually stay at the moment of feeling. And when you have wisdom, yoniso manasikara, your mind will not stir. So feeling will remain as pure feeling. Then whatever that arise, the awareness is there. Then when they arise to distract you or to make you heedless, you are aware. Mindfulness of feeling will tell you, feeling has changed to pleasant feeling or pleasant sensation or unpleasant or neutral. So the mental states or emotion that arise to the pleasant feeling is identical to sensual desire, which is a mental hindrance. Then when you develop negativity of feeling, aversion, dislike, envy, jealousy, unpleasant feeling, that itself is the opposite side of ill will. The opposite side of sensual desire, which is ill will. Essential desire, you are the first two mental hindrances. When they arise, you develop mental hindrance. And what are mental hindrances? Mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state or inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why you cannot be peaceful. You cannot develop the meditative mind. So throughout the day, when you live your life, you are heedless. You keep on oscillating between light and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant feeling. What will happen? Means it becomes a habitual tendency. You habitually create the sensual desire and ill will, which are the hindrance of mind that develop the heedlessness. That's why your mind cannot settle down, cannot be peaceful, where the hindrance are there. So how can you meditate? This is the understanding. So if you want to develop the meditation, you must have spiritual faculty, which is the opposite of the five mental hindrances. So apart from sensual desire and ill will, there is also the sleepiness or sloth and torpor. Then there is this, what they call restlessness of mind, followed by doubt, the five mental hindrances. And to reverse this, you need to cultivate the opposite five, starting with faith. Sada, then develop virya, spiritual zeal or tenacity. Then after that, sati, mindfulness. The moment you are aware, mindful, there is no thought, no thinking, no duality. That's why you are at peace. There is a silent mind, the awareness within. Then you stabilize it, it becomes samadhi. With sati and samadhi, you can see what is happening. That's why it can give rise to wisdom. Then with these five spiritual faculty, it will counter all of the five mental hindrances. That's how you meditate. That's how you develop understanding. So this is very important. So from Vedana, no personal, you will move to the third foundation of mindfulness, which is Chittanupassana, mindfulness of content of consciousness. From there, you start to see your Sankara activity. When content of consciousness has the evil roots of greed, you must be aware. When content of consciousness has the evil roots of hatred, envy, jealousy, you must be aware. When the content of consciousness has this delusion or doubt, fear, anxiety, you must be aware. This is to make you aware that your mind has the evil roots. When it has the evil root, it makes you evil. You cannot keep your precepts. You cannot cultivate. That's why mindfulness is very, very important. Then finally, of course, the last foundation is to apply mindfulness to the teaching, to the Dhamma, to all the truth that he has taught you. The five category of cultivation is Dhammanupassana, Under them, there are five categories of practice. First, mindfulness of five mental hindrances. This one is most important. When the mental hindrance is there, you cannot meditate. You cannot be peaceful. That's why you must be mindful of it. Then you know how to overcome it. Yeah. Then you will know how to go through the three phases. When you are mindful and aware, you will come to know how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be. Then you continue to be aware and let things be, then how it is. Then you will come to understand how the arisen mental hindrance is to be. Then when you have developed the wisdom of how it arises and how it sees and straighten your view, then you will know how, why in the future this mental hindrance can never arise again. That is the mindfulness of the five mental hindrances. Then after that is mindfulness of the five aggregates of form and mind. Then followed by mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. Then finally, the fourth category is mindfulness of the seven factors of enlightenment. Yeah, by the time you finish the third category of cultivation of mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and the six external sense bases, you will have traced the origination factor for the defilement. Then you will know how to retrospectively reverse it so that you can straighten your view to actually liberate your mind from being entangled. And that's how you develop wisdom. Then when you develop wisdom and understanding, the seven factors of enlightenment keep on arising. That's how you develop mindfulness of them. Then when you know they keep on arising, means you are on the right path. Then during that time, the last category, mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths and its straightening become very easy, very straightforward, following the Abhijja Sutta. That's why step 8 is the cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness. Yeah. Then after that is the step 9, which is the development of the seven factors of enlightenment, the mindfulness of it. Then after that, enlightenment, step 10, awakening.